Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. It is now February. The boys are buzzing. Provincial playoff hockey is happening all over the three senior hockey divisions. We're back with another top 10 for General Well Servicing Day Group Companies, our top 10 sponsor. And of course, this program, just like everything the Monday Nooner does, is title sponsored by the Mainline Automotive Group. That would be the king of trucks in Rosetown, Kindersley, Manitou at Watrous, Selby, Saskatchewan, GM, Chrysler, whatever you're in the market for, Mainline can get you looked after. Fellas, let's get after it.
You're on a decent Wi-Fi connection now, you're telling me tonight, Buzz. Where are you? You're in Mooseman tonight.
I am on the free Wi-Fi at the Canalta Hotel, room 230.
Ooh,
second floor view of the number one highway behind me, the A&W, and off in the distance, the Red Barn and Dano's restaurant and lounge. Number one stop between Regina and Winnipeg. It's a hustling, bustling location.
Awesome. What did you crush? Any nice sandwich, a nice clubhouse, maybe? They have a clubhouse fries and gravy.
Nice bacon on there.
They got options. I'm typically the teriyaki chicken rice bowl guy, but had a couple of work guys with me, a couple colleagues who were out here helping me set up a auction. Took them for a nice ribeye.
Oh.
Had a little, I got the wallet out tonight. Got off the wallet.
Ooh.
Little medium rare, little baked potato, little broccoli dish.
He's right, Barney.
Boys are buzzing.
Always auction season.
It is always auction season. So did they roll HP sauce, A1 sauce, and maybe old school Heinz 57, or what do they have
nice
for sauces?
Yeah.
I think it's an absolute travesty to put ketchup on steak ribeye, especially a $30, $40 ribeye. But they did have the HP, but I didn't have any HP tonight.
What did you have with the ribeye? Baked potato.
The ribeye and all. Oh, yeah. Baked potato. Yeah. Ribeye and all its glory.
Do you get the chives?
I'm not sure. I had two original 16s on tap, high and tight. So, yeah, we're humming. I had some shady internet earlier. We seem to have that resolved. I was about to get in my pickup and head down to the Mike Schwein Arena lounge and see if he had some better Wi-Fi out there. One of the best rinks in all of Saskatchewan, one of the best spots to watch a senior hockey game. I should have brought the Tarlick and done a live to air with some of the Mooseman boys and teed up the big game Saturday in Belcaris, provincial action. So next time, if I'm out here next week, we'll get boots on the ground at the old Schwein, and I'm sure he'll message me after he hears this and set something up.
Yeah, you mentioned 016, Great Western, get in on the beer deal. If your team or team this spring or baseball team, DM us. We'll get you in on the beer deal, just like the Battleford rec team did last week.
And speaking of Rosetown, fellas, they're really pushing the used stuff. Get out there, see them. They got lots of used stuff. And if you want to buy new, why wouldn't a guy get some free money at that 0% financing? Can't be beat right now.
This is the weekend. You were talking, Brandon, earlier. This is the weekend. Provincial's really firing up, but it could be a short provincial run for some teams.
I believe, and somebody said this to me the other night at golf, like, do you just say allegedly after everything you say now to cover your tracks? And I'm like, that's exactly it, because schedules change. There's a lot on the go. But I believe that no matter what happens in the Bethune-Drake series, and by the way, all provincial series are best out of threes this year, no matter what happens in game two, I believe game three would also be this weekend if necessary. So by Monday morning, as long as the bracketologist isn't too busy scouting at the cooperators, we will have an updated bracket challenge leaderboard, because we will have some teams out of it by Sunday.
And the nice thing for those teams right now is we're going into February. It was plus 21 yesterday or the other day in Maple Creek.
Yeah.
The boys could be hitting the wrenches, right? They could be on the sticks already.
Those little pine air fresheners at the SO are working overtime.
Oh, they are buzzing.
Number one SO.
I saw there was a scene saw, and I allegedly, because I didn't fact check it, but I saw on Facebook, so it's got to be true. It was warmer in Maple Creek yesterday than a place in Florida.
Yep.
In January
as well.
That's
crazy.
So awesome. We'll get to a lot of provincial, everything coming up provincials after our top 10, but let's get in to the leagues. And there's no better league to start in than the Western Sales League, the Sask Valley. Out there, all the teams. You had a nice read in the regular show, Brent. Western Sales, 185 employees they run at all their locations. 76 years they've been in business. The John Deere guys, they really got to remember the CMI program. Guarantees you a rent-free loaner within 24 hours. I'm no farmer, but that sounds like that'd be pretty important.
Big time. Yeah, they're there when you need them. One of Canada's best managed companies, which I think is a feather in their cap, and why they do so well in Rosetown, Elrose, Central Butte, Bigger, Davidson, and Outlook. I believe are the locations where they hang their hat.
Sask Valley, you mentioned it yesterday. There was some, I guess, discrepancies from what was on the website to where things landed. But we're in the playoffs now. Yeah.
We've moved on from that. Yeah.
Allegedly. We're into playoffs now. Do you have any idea what we can say so we don't get in trouble when it comes to playoffs?
Playoffs?
Well, I know that as we record this, it is a fluid situation because some of the series are still in the modified best out of three to get into the final eight. For example, we record this on Wednesday, a little early this week. As we record, Outlook is at the Pillar Dome in Craik. If Outlook wins that game outright, they'll move on to face Davidson in round two. If Craik wins and then wins a little mini game, they're going to move on to face Davidson in round two. So there will be a winner before the show comes out, unfortunately, due to the time of the recording. And the other East semifinal, Central Butte, your boys who were actually the three seed, who I quoted as the six, they take on Keniston in a series that fires up Friday, and then they play Saturday as well. That's a best out of three. Over in the West?
Yeah, Eston's
over in the West,
already,
you got that?
Yeah, Eston's go already advanced.
Dusted Lucky Lake, 9-3-7-1. Took them to the cleaners. How about the Rosetown Delisle series?
Yeah.
Our first taste at the modified best out of three didn't go Rosetown's way. The King of Trucks team out there, 9-5 winners in game one. They lose game three, 5-2. Game two, sorry. And then game three is the modified 10-minute period. Delisle wins it 1-0. So the season is over for the league. For Rosetown, and their backs are against the wall in provincials as well. Could be the first team out, Rosetown. Hate to see it.
The semifinals in the West set, Dinsmore, Delisle firing up Friday, today, 8 p.m. at the Delisle Centennial Arena. And then Eston and Kyle going at it. They also fire up tonight in the other semifinal. So that's your Western Sales Sask Valley Hockey League update. Quickly to the Twin Rivers boys. This game, this league is they're playing for a while from what I see. But the round one, they already have it up. It looks like Cudworth and Birch Hills battle, Clavett and Allen, Rostern and Dalmany, the 3-2. And then Shelbrook versus Willow Creed. Those are the playoff matchups in the 2020. Shelbrook on a bit of a heater at the end of the year. Sorry, Rostern on a bit of a heater at the end of the year. So we're going to keep our eyes on the Twin and what goes on there coming up in the next couple of weeks.
I think as we go through leagues that, not to put this on you guys here, but leagues that are in the playoffs, let's give a quick plug to all the scoring title winners.
Yes.
And any goalies that we can give quick shout outs to. Like the Sask West, I might have mentioned it last week. It was a formality at that time, but Brock Harrison does win the title, 49 points. 10 points ahead of his teammate, Brett Baum, for the scoring title in the Sask West. Wilkie goes 18-0, the number one team in the province. It's an seven-team playoff. So Wilkie actually gets a bye into the semis. They're going to focus on Porcupine playing in provincials this upcoming weekend. But the quarterfinals in the Sask West, you've got the number two seed Kindersley Clippers taking on the Unity Miners. That starts tonight. In one of the other quarters, the Hafford Hawks get home ice in the 3-6 against Bigger. That one fires up February 8th, so a little bit of downtime there as they do provincials as well. And the 4-5, it's going to be a hell of a series out there between the Macklin Mohawks, who are the 5 seed, against Edam, the 4 seed. Game one tonight at the Edam Community Recreation Center. Game two next weekend in Macklin.
Sorry, I will jump back then to the Twin Rivers, give some love to their leading scorer in the league. After 16 games played, he had 15 points, beat the second place guy, who was Braden Anderson, by 15 points. Ethan Renier, or Regner, from Rostern, 16 points, 50 points. So good season for him, kind of carrying that Rostern team. And then Addison Dasiuk from Dalmany, the leading goaltender for the goaltender that finished with the best goals against and save percentage from the Dalmany Kachinas.
Isn't Robin Regier from Rostern?
Yeah, different
spot. For a while there, I thought it was maybe a Regier lighting it up for the old weapons out there. Belts, what do you got in the old
Where do you guys want to go? Southwest. You want the Q. I like the Q. The Q, like I say, they don't get enough respect. Like the Q, buzzing. The Q, our boys, our fellas from Rolo, we've been on them all year. Fortunately, fellas, they're out. They're done. They did not make the playoffs. I like it. I like that one team. You know, if you are that bad in the round, like all through the season, you're out. Don't give up. Rolo, don't give up. We love you. We're going to ride your coattails next year. Assiniboia won the last couple games. They ended up in first place. So they're actually facing off against Gravelberg in the first round. They don't have any dates set on the website, but so they play Gravelberg. Hodgeville faces Glentworth on the Wood River Division. Sioux Division, Avonlea takes on Cornac, who finished 1-4. Sorry, Avonlea was 4. Cornac was 1. Yellowgrass and Radville face off, which I think would be a great series. They're the 3-2 team, respectively. And best of fives all the way through, fellas. So you got to win 3 rounds to become the champs. And I'll say it, Assiniboia, I got to go with them. Got to beat the champs to be the champs. That's what you got going on in the queue.
Big Ric Flair guy.
Let's go Big Sexy. What do you know about down? You're in that country right now.
I'm right in the heart of it. Yeah.
Red,
I'm working, where I've been working, a sale I just signed up here kind of last minute is in Fairlight, which is the home of former guest Doug Sauter from about 100 episodes ago. That's where he grew up. But Fairlight is right between Moosomin and Redvers on Highway Number 8, right smack dab in the middle. So the Big Six, you're right in the thick of it there. Absolute, just amazing race for the number one seed between Redvers, Moosomin, and Carlisle. And we maybe haven't given Carlisle their due, but Redvers is 13-2, 26 points. Moosomin is 12-2-1, so 1 point behind them, and so is Carlisle. So those three teams are separated by 1 point as we come down the stretch. The home stretch drive in the Big Sexy. So here's what we got coming up in the regular season. A couple of games. Friday night tonight, Carlisle is in Mydale, so they're obviously going to win that one. No disrespect to Mydale. Moosomin is home tomorrow night. Maybe I should stick around to the Bean Fate Kohlers. Probably going to win that one. And what else? Redvers gets Oxbow on Saturday. So they got quite a few games left. I'm not going to get too in the weeds on the Big Six because they actually play next weekend as well. So I'm not going to get into scenarios and such. I've got 2 weeks left, but Redvers wins out. They're going to be the number one seed, and I would venture to guess they probably will. And they got 3 games left. What the hell is going on out there? They got an 18-game schedule. We'll talk about the Big Six playoff picture more when we get closer to it. But yeah, Redvers, Musiman, Carlisle could all be the number one. They could all drop as low as three, and they're all contenders to win. And then it kind of drops off after that.
Allegedly. The long lake, the Super League of the province this year. Playoff set. Wynyard going to take on Lanigan, Foam Lake, Leroy, and see how those shake. Those are the only games that are currently on the website for what's going on. It ended, the regular season ended. Wadena, top team in that league. Not a bad. Was this the first year they moved to that league? Second year?
Second. They won it last year.
Yeah. It's like they're absolute wag.
No, they didn't. They didn't. I think they lost. They won provincials, and I think they let off the old pedal for league, I want to say.
Davidson?
You know what their website needs? Archives.
Yes. The leading scorer, it was all over Twitter. The Riviera, Travis Mayen from Foam Lake, the leading scorer in the league as far
three in
as
a row.
What's that?
He's won three in a row in the Long Lake scoring titles. Wow.
Impressive.
Is that good?
That is impressive.
Impressive. And top goaltender in the league. Wow. This is alleged. The guy played one game, so I don't know. I think goals against average.
He was a call-up for one game against the worst team in the league.
Cale Elder from Wadena has the best goals against. He played seven games, 222. So, allegedly. But the Long Lakes into playoffs, going to be interesting how it all shakes down there, and we'll keep everybody updated.
I'm just watching back the video I did last year of all the championship teams, and seeing who won every league. If I hold off like five more seconds, I'm going to see who won the Long Lake here. It's going to be last, isn't it? Belch, why don't you hop over to...
Let's do the mud. You know what I forgot to do with the queue, and I'll give the mud their due. Cody Spagrud, 32 points in 11 games out there for the Gullet Greyhounds. He's your leading scorer, wins the title, the Rocket Richard. Boys are firing up out there. They got dates in here, which is nice. Game one's this Friday. Shaunavon taking on Frontier. So like we talked about last senior show, Shaunavon ended up in second. Gullet did win. They ended up in first. So yeah, they're in first place. Shaunavon takes on Frontier on Friday. The your boys there, the number six seed Stinky Cans from Maple Creek, they're taking on the Bulldogs Friday as well. That will be in Cabri. And Leader takes on Etonia in Etonia. They're the 5-4 team, respectively. And then, the winner of, I guess it would matter on placing is how they do it. So the lowest seed to come out of those three series just plays the Gullet Greyhounds. The other two teams face off, and the winner of those two play off for the final. So you got to win three rounds there. Gull Lake gets the bye.
Not to offend anybody, but is it like Gull Lake or Shaunavon probably? And then everybody else?
Yeah, I'm guessing. But in saying that, I did have a message from Maple Creek that they did beat the Greyhounds in that one game we talked about last week. They mentioned that, had to tell me that. And they also said that Gull Lake had all their studs. So
probably hungover.
Never know. Boys might have been guzzling. No, they're going to be in first, but be interesting to see if the Stinky Cans can pull it off.
Okay, so last year in the Long Lake, it was not Wadena.
Oh,
anyone want to guess who won the Long Lake last year?
Lumsden,
Foam Lake,
Lumsden.
That's an all-timer.
Not Foam Lake, and you can look up and down, but I'll give you a hint. The team's actually not in the league anymore. They left after winning the league from the Highway 11 A&W.
Oh, Davidson.
Jump ship to the Valley.
I said that earlier it was Davidson, and you thought you shook me off.
Stop it.
Go back to listen to when we were talking.
Rewind the tape. Somebody rewind the tape.
That's a long break. I popped up with Davidson.
Rewind it.
I don't think I shut anything you said down. I just thought it was Wadena, and they said, no, it wasn't Wadena, because I remember they let off the gas. But yeah, Davidson. Let's hop over to the league that Lumsden is in, and that's the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. Speaking of Lumsden.
Boys are buzzing.
They've got a chance to get first overall. There's one game left on the schedule. It is against the Raymore Rockets. If Lumsden wins that, they're going to be the number one seed. If they lose that, Belcaris is going to be the one seed. I'm not sure who has the tiebreaker, so we will leave that alone for the time being. But the number one will be Belcaris or Lumsden, depending on the outcome. It's an eight-team league in true standard playoff format fashion. All eight teams get in. So I wonder if we can it looks like Milestone is going to get Bethune and Raymore is going to get Grenfell. Home ice in that series is TBD based on Raymore's game this weekend. But yeah, Belcaris, Lumsden, each of those teams will either get Selvey or Belgoni. So if one more game to decide first overall.
If Lumsden gets first overall, we want to see a video doing some donuts in the Cutlass in the Last Mountain Distillery parking lot.
The Beach Boys are on a 9-game heater right now.
They're buzzing.
The leading scorer, and I don't even want to say this because I'm pretty sure we butchered it last time. Justin Serre. Second in the league is his teammate Arthur Miller from Raymore. So two Raymore guys at the top. They've got another game left. Justin Bernhardt.
Bernie.
Tied with Donovan Niles from Grenfell for third in the league. Belcaris' goalie, 2.52 GAA, leads the league, and he played most of the games. I've heard he was deadly against Musiman. Rhys Hodgson, best GAA in the league. Sorry, you can go ahead.
Quickly over to the Wheatland Hockey League. Things wrapped up, and I don't know how it happened, but I thought it was for first place last week, so I'm going to fall on the sword on this one. St. Brew and Tisdale went at it, but it was St. Brew, Lake Lenoir hammering Tisdale 7-2, but Tisdale still finishes first in the league. Must have been some sort of, you know, head-to-head, which I thought St. Brew had. Obviously, I was wrong. I will take it. Like I said, Mario finished the leading scorer, 60 points for the Tisdale Ramblers. Rylan Freed was second from the St. Brew Lake Lenoir rivals. As for the goaltenders, top goaltender in the Wheatland Hockey League after the regular season this year, if you go on games played, we're going to go on, you have to play, let's say you got to play a minimum of 8 games. It was Tanner Martin from the St. Brew Lake Lenoir rivals, a 3.98er. So Tanner, you're the Monday Nooner goalie of the regular season in the Wheatland Hockey League. Send us a message and what size tarp you wear. We'll give you a Last Mountain Distillery Player of the Week tarp for your work this year out in St. Brew Lake Lenoir.
Fellas are doing a lot of sword falling lately.
You could be
with our reports.
Start handing out some flags, Shank. Start handing out some flags for some players of the week.
If your local bar, establishment, yes, tavern will
needs
put
a
up
flag.
A flag. We have some sweet Monday Nooner flags, but they have to put it up.
Let us know.
Millsy will drive around and take them down.
Yeah, we'll get one.
We've got no biases, but I think they'd fly one at the launch pad in Raymore. That's one place to me where I think Schwainer out here in Mooseman would hang one in the lounge. I'm pretty much positive about that.
Maybe lucky'd fly one on the back of a WestJet flight.
On the back of a Boeing 737. Just so the doors all stay intact.
Linford has a flag in his mitts. Millsy took one out, so he's supposed to be putting one up at the rink or at the bar.
Good.
Nice.
Perfect.
Hey, I'm going to quickly do the Crossroads, Saskatchewan's smallest senior hockey league, four
Big
teams.
Wednesday.
12-team league, so they played each team 4 times. Get a little rivalry going. The Dodsland Stars, not Kevin Zmarashak's Dodsland Stars, but a pretty good Dodsland Stars next generation go to get first overall, plus 33 differential. Corroborate Tigers are second, 7-5. The Kindersley Kodiaks with a late season push, 6-6. And the Looseland Ducks, the Mallards, are 1-11. So I would venture to guess that the Crossroads is a true 1-4, 2-3 playoff format. I'm guessing, which would put Dodsland up against Looseland and Kindersley and Corroborate, and shaking things out for the first ever Crossroads Hockey League title. In terms of scores, Kyle Heintz, big Looseland guy, He's going to share the title with Carson Dobson from Dodgeland, 28 points each. Gavin Halter Metcalf, big three-name guy, comes in third. Leading goaltender from your Dodgeland Stars, Great Tarps, Connor Kidd finished the year at a 9.15 save percentage. So that's a, I think, successful, from what I heard, some good crowds and stuff, successful inaugural season in the CRHL.
Can you guys really go to the Sask East here? Because I'm looking at the Sask Prairie right now, and I got to collect my marbles on this one.
Big East guy. It's going to be so much easier next week when all these leagues are in playoffs and we can just look at brackets and stuff. But yeah, we can jump over. Belch, you got any leagues here prepared to?
What would you like me to rip off, buddy?
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking at the Sask East here. I'm going to pull it up here. We got we got another weekend of games this weekend in the Saskatchewan East Hockey League. It looks like it's a 14-game schedule. So a lot of teams are done. Well, a couple teams are done. Rokenville finishes first no matter what happens in the South with a 13-1 record. They're a wagon in the South and the North. The pesky Kenora Cobras, who we've talked about a little bit, they've got a matchup on Saturday with Theodore. Now, these are the top two teams in the North, but it does not matter what happens because Kenora has already clinched the one seed. So it will be a good game, but nothing to play for in terms of playoff jostling this weekend in Kenora. Absolute runaway for Taylor Thompson in the scoring race, 68 points. 14 games. I think as of right now, I would say Mr. Thompson is the leading goal scorer in Saskatchewan senior hockey with 68 points. You know what I like about his stat line? 34 goals, 34 assists. Split it right down the middle. Riley Zimmer finished his second in the league from Langenberg, 9 points. And Bruce's boy, Carter Cockburn, finishes third with 46 points. In terms of goaltenders, with a decent amount of games played, how about a shout out for Rock City's Dakota Berezowski? He was 8-1-1 with a 2.6 goals against. Goalie and Theodore both had good seasons as well, Adam Stokes and Warren Shimko. So just about playoff time in this 10-team league. I think it is probably a 8-team playoff. Four out of each division going to battle it out and then final, but I would be allegedly.
Sask,
that's what they did last year.
Fair up, fellas. She's almost done, but it is going to come down to the wire. Meota's got two games left. They trail Neilberg by 4 points. And if my calculations are correct, Meota's beat Neilberg both times they've played. So Meota wins those final two games. Meota is going to finish first in the Sask Prairie Hockey League. It was real interesting regardless this year. Leading scorer is coming right now from the Turtleford Tigers. Austin McDonald, Tegan Peters from Neilberg second, and Jaden Holy Nightingale. Nightingale.
Nightingale.
Is that pronounced? It's not spelt like that, man.
Okay. It might be different. There is a lot of Nightingales from Battleford, but Nocktingale.
Nocktingale.
Yeah, give him a Nocktingale. Sounds good. Yeah.
Sorry, Jaden. As for goalies, we go goals against. See what these boys played. This guy played 8 games. Bella McKee. Hey, Bella, is that one of the female tenders?
It is, yeah. Weapon.
Oh, that's awesome. She's going to win goaltender of the year in the regular season at Sask Prairie.
Wow.
Really good job, Bella, out there in Neilberg.
That's fantastic. Those are our boys, right? In the Berg, that's where we hitched our wagon earlier in the year.
We love it.
Sask Alta, are they still twirling?
They are. I'll pull that up in a second. By the way, you mentioned Austin McDonald. He won the scoring title. Him and his brother are playing with Wilkie in Provincials. Those were their additions for their senior C wagon out there. But yeah, Sask Alta Hockey League, wraps up this weekend. It looks like Lane Young's boys, as I called them last week, are going to take first overall. That would be the P Hill Hawks. They are sitting with 16 games played, 27 points. So they're all wrapped up. Las Vegas is 3 points behind, so unable to catch Paradise Hill. Wainwright right there with 22 points, so 2 points behind Lashburn. But last weekend, Lashburn and Wainwright played in a game for second spot, is ultimately what it came down to. Wainwright lost to Lashburn 12-2 in a matchup for second place overall. So that was an interesting stat line. Did not foresee that kind of shit kicking.
That was for a sure. Beating. So,
yeah, right now it looks like Paradise Hill is the team to beat. Obviously, Lashburn, the defending champions, nipping at their heels. And Wainwright also lost to Dewberry last weekend. So Wainwright's got some figuring out to do, but still capable in the three seed. Lane Young, as I mentioned, scoring title 55 points for Laner. He's going to win that unless Kyler Hope puts up 13 against Meadow Lake on Saturday. So congratulations, Lane Young, scoring title. Dane Dow is the goalie leader with a 923 save percentage for the P Hill Hawks. He played 9 games, 244 goals against as well. So goalie of the year, the Vezina.
I have some sweet news from the ranchland out in Alberta quickly. Get this. Senior hockey provincials in Alberta canceled for the next 2 seasons minimum. Hockey Alberta says it has to reevaluate the tournament.
Oof. Take a seat.
Come on, Hockey Alberta. What are you doing? Fort McLeod's in first place there. Lethbridge on an absolute heater, though. They're nipping at their heels with 18 points. And then Siksika is in third, followed by Nanton and Kenai. But yeah, Fort McLeod, a little bit. They're kind of on a decline, icing a lot of players every game. Lethbridge, like I said, they're on a roll. And they're 1 point. Fort McLeod there. Siksika, 12 points. See what happens in the ranchland. There's a little ranchland Alberta update. Time for the top 10.
Yeah. Let's give a quick teaser on what's coming up for provincials tonight, maybe.
I was going to do that after the top 10, but let's do it before.
We're going to do that after. Ooh-wee.
Do the top 10. Let's get into the top 10. Keep people tuned in. Keep the cume up here. Last week, I'll rattle through things quick. Last week, Kenora at 10, Redvers at 9, Balcaris at 8, Wadena 7, Paradise Hill 6, The Blizz at 5, Foam Lake was 4, Davidson was 3, Lumsden number 2, number 1 team in the province, Wilkie Outlaws. So let's get into it. This week, General Well Servicing, always hiring in southeastern Saskatchewan, the Day Group of companies. Nice weather out there right now. You want a heck of a paying job. Hell of a paying job. That's where to go work. Day Group of companies. Message us if you can't find them. Actually, if you can't find them, you might have a tough time getting a job. But you can
keeping a job. Yeah.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
Messages. You guys have any honorable mentions? I didn't write any down myself, but if you guys got any.
Yeah, we got the honorable mentions. We went through some of the software and what happened. Roster and Wheat Kings, winners of 4 of their last 5. Honorable mention from the Twin Rivers Hockey League. From the sweet land, the Tisdale Weapons. What is their name? Tisdale Ramblers.
Ramblers,
that's right.
I was going to say Trojans, too.
And Neilberg. Sask Prairie Neilberg. Behind their awesome goaltender. They're an honorable mention. Let's roll into 10.
Number 10.
As allegedly given by the Monday Nooner podcast, the Kenora Garter Snakes. Number 10.
Number 9.
Paradise Hill. Number 9. Saskelta, the Shithawks, I call them.
Number 8.
From the big, sexy, heck of a year down here. Playing good going into the playoffs. The Redbird Rockets.
Number 7.
Number 7. They hang around all the time. We've seen them in the top 10 the last couple years. The Keniston Chinooks.
Number 6.
Wadena, Long Lake.
Number 5.
Also from the Long Lake, Foam Lake Lakers.
Number four.
We love them. We love Gubba. The fellas are looking good, feisty, and big. The Balcaris Leafs.
Number three.
I wonder how many teams have won different leagues in consecutive years. Could happen this year in the Sask Valley. The defending Long Lake champions, the Davidson Typhoons, as Belter calls them.
Number two.
You walk into their dressing room, it says, you get there faster, then you take it slow. That's where we wanna go. We gotta go, go, go. It's the Beach Boys from Lumsden at number two.
The number one senior hockey team in the province.
Number one, as predicted by the Monday Nooner podcast, Boz's fellas, his hometown.
Nah.
Close. The Wilkie, why wouldn't a guy pick him? We like him. Wilkie's our team at number one this week.
That is for General Well Servicing and the Day Group of Companies, the Senior Hockey Top 10. Let's get into the senior bracket. Let's give a quick plug to all that. Crazy Charlie's, Grain Bins Direct, GB Construction, Last Mountain Distillery, and
GNS
Bob,
Marina.
Bob enjoys tiger shark fishing.
GNS Marina's shark fishing in Saskatchewan. Catch a lunker. Yeah. And
this
cake.
Week, yeah.
Callan. Should we give Callan? We got to give Callan a shout out.
Bracket guy. Yeah, he's
a bracket guy.
He hasn't done much yet. Let's wait till he starts putting out the top 10s, list. Then we'll give him his due.
Then we'll give him
his work hasn't really fired up.
He's still scouting.
Quickly coming up.
Yeah.
This weekend, provincials tonight. Bethune and Drake go game two quickly around the horn. What happens there?
It was always the Canucks.
Yeah. The Canucks.
Porcupine Plain making the beautiful drive to Wilkie, Saskatchewan. Going to be tough. I take the Outlaws.
Yep.
And also tonight, Bigger.
Bigger goes to Rostern. Yeah.
Rostern.
Ooh.
Big C division.
That's a pick'em. That's a pick'em, I feel.
That is.
I could go either way.
In Regnier, we trust.
I think Bigger's goalie could be the difference. In Bigger's goalie, the old vet there they got between the pipes, he's going to be the difference. I'm thinking big 3-2 tonight.
Tomorrow, full slate. I'm just going to run through these ones quick because we got a lot on Sunday as well, fellas. Leroy, St. Walberg go again tomorrow night. Moosomin and Balcaris might have boots there. That one in Balcaris is going to be a great clash, I think. See if Moosomin can bounce back after a game one loss. Watchers, Hafford, Edom. Watchers trying to wrap up that series. Round Lake, Milestone, that goes next weekend. That's a correction on this one. Kyle Grenfell, game one of C in Grenfell Saturday night. Rostern, Bigger, go game number two. Could be all over for one of those two teams. And then Drake Bethune, if needed, a game three.
Hafford, Edom, and Watchers playing, like you mentioned, they're going to they'll be recovering from that 9-hour drive on Tuesday night after game one. 2 days of rest. Do it again.
Yeah, because game three would be in Watrous on Sunday. If there's a game three,
my God.
Talk about an absolute kick right in the nuts.
Good thing gas is cheap.
Yeah. Also, Sunday, Rosetown, Kenora, Raymore, Wynyard. Game two there after Wynyard won the first one. And Leroy, St. Walberg. And Leroy won the first one there. Provincial games aplenty this weekend.
Yeah, and then Monday, Raymore and Wynyard do it again. Back-to-back Mondays this time in Wynyard. So action's non-stop. Hope you can take some of it in this weekend. Or